Charlie, might have.
Yeah, this is KFACK. I thought the channel was clear when I keyed up. My bad.
He just doubled with you for a couple seconds, throwing his call out.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot more ads. Like, Oprah has her own dog food, Ellen DeGeneres has her own dog food, one of the actors that used to be on Grey's Anatomy has her own dog food, Rachel Ray has a dog food, everybody's going more natural. If they say, you know, actual ingredients, you can, you know what they are, a lot more natural. And I know a lot of people that are making their own dog food. My dad would cook a pound of hamburger, and the dogs would get their dog food, plus he would put a cup of fresh cooked hamburger on each one of their bowls, and they really enjoyed that. Definitely a lot more healthy. I think our dog probably would have lived more than 10 years if we would have fed him like that, all natural, home-cooked meals. We bought what we thought was good dog food and had coupons for it and make our trip over to the pet store, but yeah, I think you're doing it right. My brother and sister-in-law up in Traverse City, their dog, it's kind of crazy, they put a little bit of dog food in a dog bowl, but my sister-in-law makes homemade dog food, mixes different things in with it, and she has the real big Kong chew toys and fills the center with the food, and then the dog eats it out of there. She puts them in the freezer. So, I mean, if we're staying up there, I'm usually the first one up, and that dog's just sitting there staring at me, wants a Kong, and they give the dog, like, 6 Kongs a day, plus have a water bowl and a food bowl, but most of the food comes from eating it out of the inside of the Kong. It slows her down, and she eats slower doing it that way.